You're listening to SBS News.
Saddam Hussein has been at the front line of Melbourne's pandemic defence. For a year, the international student from Nepal who's studying accounting has worked part-time cleaning a school.
We cleaners are doing our work we are struggling more, and we are like keeping ourselves in a risk to clean everything, you know.
But as learning moved from the classroom to the home, his shifts were cut, and without access to any government support, life became tough. It's a similar story for many in the workforce, which relies heavily on the migrant community. Several have lost their jobs as large employers like universities and CBD offices sit virtually empty. Carla Wilshire from the Migrant Council of Australia says it's a vulnerable cohort.
For temporary workers that aren't eligible for Centrelink and don't have access to JobKeeper or JobSeeker, that loss of income can be very, very meaningful and can have a direct flow on in terms of consequences, not only for them, but for their family.
But it's an industry impacted in different ways. Many workers are busier than ever as COVID-19 prompts extra sterilisation of workplaces and public places. For those who have kept their jobs, Georgia Potter-Butler from the United Workers Union says concern is growing that their work isn't high quality.
Critical to getting the economy back open is people feeling safe in public spaces. And people will feel safe if they know that they are cleaned and they are cleaned thoroughly. And at the moment, they shouldn't necessarily feel that way, because there is a gap between public expectation and what cleaners are able to do because of the way contracts are structured.
She says that's because cleaning is largely seen as a necessary expense rather than one that's invested in.
There has been a lot of clapping for cleaners. There's been a lot of discussion about how important cleaning is. But what that's not turning into is real action to protect and look after cleaners and enable them to do the job that we all want them to do.
A national survey of more than 500 cleaners conducted by the union during the pandemic found 91% are rushing essential cleaning work because they're not given enough time, while 8 in 10 don't always have enough cleaning equipment. More than three quarters of respondents say they don't have enough personal protective equipment to do their job safely, and 70% receive no face-to-face training. 77% fear losing their job, with 86% reporting they're not paid what they're worth. The union says it's a problem that needs fixing.
The equation for quality cleaning is really simple. Train cleaners up, give them enough time to do the job, give them enough resources, and they will deliver for you. But the contracts, procurers of cleaning, don't structure their contracts in that way.
In some positive news for the sector, the International Monetary Fund predicts employment in cleaning will triple next year as the world continues to grapple with COVID-19 until a vaccine becomes available. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.